The Volumes of Truth. Volume 3. Stricken. April 17, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord, spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord God. This world is stricken. A corrupt tree, which bears only bitter fruit. You have done this, O peoples of the earth. You have done this, O men of power and wealth. All you people of excess. You have done this for the sake of greed, to fulfill your insatiable appetites and ever-increasing lusts. You have destroyed the garden. Therefore cut down the tree and burn the branches. Break apart the stump and pull up the roots. For thus declares the Lord. As you have sown, so shall you reap. And that which you have withheld from the poor and the needy shall be taken from you, and you shall suffer. Behold, even all you have wrought in the earth shall return atop your own heads. For I shall strike you down and lay you waste. Desolation upon desolation, calamity upon calamity, plagues and famine, until you are utterly consumed. Behold, my people are afflicted, and my faithful ones are persecuted, imprisoned, and put to death. My little ones are brought to harm, and the innocent are murdered in droves. Cast off, as refuse. Therefore, the afflicted shall be given wealth beyond imagining, and the meek shall inherit the earth. The little ones shall be taken, and the innocent shall return home. And they shall be my sons and daughters, forever. Life without end. Yet you, O most wicked generation, shall be cut off. I shall cast you out, and you shall remain outside the gates. For I do not know you, says the Lord. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. For thus says the Lord, to the generation of his wrath. As a lion springs forth suddenly from its hiding place and lays hold of the prey, so shall I break the neck of this generation and drag it away, until every last remnant of your wickedness is devoured. Behold, you shall be broken without hand, and the wickedness which dwells in the midst of you shall be torn in pieces. And who among the nations shall deliver you from the mouth of the lion? For I am risen up in my anger, I am come forth in my fury. Therefore let every way crack, and every foundation crumble. Let the earth give way. Let the high places fall with a great crash, and let every false image perish before the great and awesome power of the Lord. See, your wealth has come to nothing, O peoples of the earth. For as it is written, your wealth shall rot away, your fine clothes shall be eaten by moths, your gold and silver shall become worthless, and shall be for a witness against you in the day of wrath, and shall eat your flesh like fire. Thus all the treasure which you have heaped up against the day shall bury you. Therefore kneel, kneel before the Lord of hosts, humble yourselves before the King. Kiss the Son. For in Yahushua alone is your salvation. In Messiah alone is there deliverance in the day of wrath, your only escape. For he is the Lamb. Behold, he is also the Lion. Yet you will forsake him in the name of another. Did you think, O most wicked generation, the man of perdition could save you from the day of wrath? Did you think you could escape the day of judgment, which I pronounced from the beginning? You are deceived, even as he is deceived. For the reign of evil shall be abolished, the wicked stricken, and the evil of heart blotted out, extinguished, in the lake of my burning heart. For my heart is set ablaze in my anger, and my countenance burns like a raging fire. My sadness is infinite, the weight of unending sorrow covers me. For as I live, says the Lord, I take no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked, but call all in the earth to repent, to turn from their evil ways, and return to me.